Welcome to LOA Today. I'm Walt Thiessen here with Alex King and Daniel Mangana, and this is your daily dose of happy. We're so happy you decided to join us today, and I am happy to say that I just finished my new intro properly. I didn't know that because, the static is back. As soon as you did that, Alex, the static
dang
was back.
But that's okay.
I got my intro done right. I mean, I've made the decision to change the intro because dating each of the episodes gets a little confusing when I give the episode to somebody else and runs like 3 days later. So
yeah,
I've changed it. Yeah, but I had to read it. That's the only yesterday I read it and I screwed it up. I mean, that's how bad it's been, but today got it right. So
get there.
Yeah, I'm getting there. So anyway, how you guys doing? I mean, first of all, I know you're doing well. Alex, you got your headphones on, you know, so.
Yes, I do.
And they have the unicorn headphones. So that's a good thing. With the purple hair.
With the purple hair.
That's right.
Purple hair.
Dan is feeling good as well. I can tell. It's a good thing.
Always.
Hey, I wanted to ask you guys about some weird science stuff.
Before you start, I have to say, happy anniversary, Walt.
It's your anniversary?
That's right. Yes, it is. Yes. I had to think about that one for a moment. Yes, happy anniversary to you, Alex.
I forgot to get a gift. Who is it?
Which anniversary?
This is our second anniversary. Second anniversary. Okay, yeah.
I feel like I should be getting both of you a gift.
Feel free. I do not accept gifts.
I said I feel like. I didn't say I was going to. Slow down, bro.
Dang!
Damn!
I was in receiving mode. My bad.
Okay. I'll get you a Coca-Cola with your name on it.
It has to be spelled correctly.
You missed the joke there, didn't you?
I did. Oh! yeah.
There's never a rim shot around when you need one.
No. Whose fault is that?
The Phantom Drummer.
I was actually quite proud of that one.
That was a good one.
Very good. Well, somehow that seems like an appropriate way to start the topic off of weird science, because there's sort of a weird science to that little exchange there. So, okay. The things I wanted to ask you about were just stuff to kind of touch upon law of attraction. One, for instance, that Cindy brought up, I think it was a week ago, Wednesday, she pointed out something that I hadn't thought about in years, but it's true. If you have two pendulums, like, you know, two grandfather clocks, that kind of thing, and you get the pendulum swinging and they're out of sync with each other, you let them go long enough and they'll get in sync after time. And they'll just
yes, that used to mesmerize me as a kid. I had a grandfather clock and I used to stare at it for hours. And I would stop it and try to do it again. And I'm like, oh, it just always does it.
So that, I mean, that's one of those fun things. And science tries to explain it in the various ways that science tries to explain things. It seems kind of funny to me when we have what we consider to be a law, the law of attraction, because that makes it so much easier to explain. But they talk about it in terms of sound waves and crazy, you know, bent space and all that kind of stuff. I think the law of attraction is an easier way to describe it. But that's just one. And I wanted to know if you guys, I can come up with a couple more too. I've been doing a little research, but do you guys have any favorite weird science stuff that kind of reminds you of LOA? While you're thinking about that, I'll tell you about the second one. It's the fact that NASA, within the last few years, was able to prove one of the elements of Einstein's theories of relativity, both the general and special theories of relativity, in that they were able to demonstrate using devices they have on the space station, you know, the Skylab space station. They don't call it Skylab. What do they call it? International Space Station.
ISS.
The ISS. They were able to prove that there is a vortex around Earth.
Uh-oh.
It is a gravitational vortex. Mm-hmm. And it kind of, you know, certainly we have the idea of a vortex in law of attraction. Now, it is a little bit more metaphorical, but nevertheless, it does have an energetic reality to it. So I just think it's fascinating that Earth has its own vortex. But anything else that you guys know of that just kind of are, you know, weird science thingies that you might associate with LOA?
I know plenty of weird science thingies. I don't know if I'd associate them with LOA, though.
Well, Give us an example.
It's kind of hard to explain because it goes deep into what stuff I know that not a lot of people know. So.
Well, that's all right. That, you know, it's educational. We'll find the connections.
All right. I would say the chemistry of hair and how bleach reacts to it.
Tell us more.
There's, for certain types of hair, there's different ways to go about achieving the same lightness. Using the same amount of bleach, you'd have to, it's basically chemistry. You got to use a different type of volume, but always the same type of bleach. And like I said, for different ethnicities, there's different types of hair. So to achieve a certain color, you have to do certain types of things like toning, stuff like that. So I just find that interesting.
Okay. Yeah. I can't say I have a quick connection.
Yeah.
I'm LA.
I said I didn't have a connection.
Yeah. But so, you know, we dig deeply enough. It's, you know, it's not hard to find rabbit holes. You just have to kind of go looking for it.
I mean, you could say, no, that doesn't work either.
Well, I mean, if I wanted to keep it really broad, I could say that just the fact that they discovered different ways to handle different ethnicities, different hair ethnicities, demonstrates how people use law of attraction to get what they wanted. They wanted to have different ways to handle different kinds of hair.
Mm-hmm.
Literally everything's a manifestation, so they manifested it. So there's kind of a broad way of describing it.
That was a reach, but I liked it.
Yeah, but you can use that with anything.
That's yeah, that's why I said it with a reach.
This reach, I like it. I require more of this reaching.
How about 5D theories? I've never really understood what the five-dimensional thing is anyway, what the five dimensions are supposed to be.
Essentially, you know, it's all BS, really. That has been made up to make these. The 5D! The fifth dimension! What it means is if you've gone beyond the fourth dimension of time, I mean, it's that which we can't experience with our senses. It's not a magical place. It just means you no longer use your five senses, which is a determining factor for what we experience in the three dimensions, X, Y, Z, fourth dimension of time. Get beyond that. It's the 5D! That's
well
it, really.
Explained. Complete with sound effect. I like that.
What can I say?
Yeah.
I like a cheeky sound effect.
You do them so well, too.
Well, it's a gift.
But the okay, so that gives us an idea of what the 5D really is. That's good. Mm-hmm. Now, the 4D, the fourth dimension, which is supposedly time. Actually, interesting thing, sort of a side note about fourth dimension, is scientists can't agree whether or not the fourth dimension is time or even what the fourth dimension is. I was just doing a little research, and you know, half the time scientists are trying to prove that it does exist as time. Others are trying to prove, no, it's not time at all. It's something else.
Well, that's universal law in action, law of perspective. It's time, if
exactly.
That's the box. It's Schrodinger's box of time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Because ultimately, it's not real. But then if you want to really go all the way down the rabbit hole, nothing's real. So
let's go with that one for a minute, because that's
oh,
one
boy.
Of those things that
really...
Alex is just like...
Pandora's box. Here we go.
Pandora's box of time.
Well, that's what makes it so fun, the fact that it's almost incomprehensible. I mean, we talk about this kind of tangentially from one show to the next about how, in theory anyway, time doesn't exist, that time, there is no time. I think the whole concept kind of started with Einstein, mm-hmm. with this idea that you could bend time, and that you could actually have a time fabric. You could have a time fabric that changes shape over time. And a lot of it's been demonstrated through various scientific observations about black holes and so forth. So, you know, all right, so we'll kind of stick with that being the fourth dimension, even though some scientists are trying to say, no, it's not that at all.
They're probably bored looking for something to do.
I don't have a better theory.
Has the season of Lost finished? Yes. Let's dispute time. Okay, Monty. I just don't know why people put so much energy into collective agreements that kind of, it does what it says on the tin. It does what it says on the tin. It keeps the fabric of witnessing reality together. Go heal cancer, bro. You know, apply that mind of yours to doing something useful. But I'm really ruthless with what I do with my energy. So when I see, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm okay.
I mean, if I really want to expand my speculative ability where time is concerned, I could say that there'd be a great benefit in learning how to manipulate time toward curing cancer. Because cancer is it's an out of control growth of cells over time. Mm-hmm. Well, what if you could control that time frame so that it would stop?
So you're thinking too deep. I would just jump into the future, figure out what it is, and bring it back. Problem solved.
So get in that old time machine and open the DeLorean up and set it for 2167 or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
It just feels like a double whammy for no reason. Like,
meaning,
let's learn to bend time, so then we've got more time to work out what to do with cancer.
See, that's why my explanation works better.
It's like, oh yeah, just go work on the cancer, bro. I don't know. Am I being too simplistic? Am I?
You are expressing a valid perspective, is what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. And
I had
and
some
the fact
time, so
is,
I used it.
That's perspective. I mean, we know this not just from source energy theory, law of attraction theory, that perspective is everything. Our perspective mm-hmm. is what enables us to engage in this universe of polarity, to dive mm-hmm. into the contrast, come out with mm-hmm. it with some learning, and create our personal expansion as well as the universal expansion. You know, that's mm-hmm. the way we all talk about it. I find that the verbiage that we use to be a little bit heavy, a little bit, you know, like, couldn't we simplify this a little bit? apparently not.
No, we cannot simplify. We must write a paper about simplification and then discuss it and then maybe take a vote. Really? Really, bro? Those are my thoughts. But I think there's lots of interesting scientific ideas, like the world being round.
Here we go.
What did you do? He's messing with me, right? He's messing with
he
me.
Is,
no,
yeah.
No, say what you're going to say.
The yeah, smile on his laughter
of course,
in the background.
Of course, I'm messing with you. Like, everybody knows it's flat. Other things that we've got. Oh, God. Save me.
I noticed you didn't take that any further.
Because Jesus has the wheel. That's what
Jesus has the wheel, and that's round two.
I can't.
And flat at the same time.
Oh my God.
I can see now I'm going to have to relabel the show. I'd start off labeling it as Weird Science, but I'm going to have to change the title to something like The World is a Very Silly Place.
No, it's a very round place. Very round. Where people eat all sorts of things, but we're not talking about that today.
Oh, my God.
I find it weird that different types of fire do different things and require different ways to be quenched.
Mm.
Say more.
So they don't all have the same contrast, even though in essence they're the same thing. And it just looks at bringing that to law of attraction. We're all different, but the same. And there's no cookie cutter approach to attracting what we desire. Because it changes based on who we are.
That's true.
I like that.
It does actually confuse things more, but it's very true. Well, it does. I mean, because now all of a sudden you can't just make things into nice, simple statements. Now it's got to be relative to the person you're making it about.
Yeah, and maybe if they did that, they'd actually get it instead of spending a lifetime hoping and wishing for it and thinking the world is flat. But there we go. Everybody has their challenges. Things that work for them, things that are actually real. You know, it's just the way that it goes.
I like they're losing it.
You can't lose what you already lost.
It was never there.
Oh, God. Okay.
We talk about the moon landing now. Is that next?
Sure. Go for it.
No, but I had a cool one that I just learned the other day.
Let's go for it.
I hope I explained this right. So
I believe in you.
Neil deGrasse Tyson was on TikTok. Don't ask me why I was on there. And he was explaining what happens if you fell through the earth and went all the way to the other side.
Well, he's a Chinese agent if he's using TikTok, so. I'm sorry, but go America.
You don't even live here.
I know.
Well, he lives in North America.
That's why I can laugh about it. No vaccines for me, bro. So tell us about Dr. Neil China. Dr. Neil Tyson.
Let me gather myself. Basically, he said if you went through, okay, so if there was no core, if you went through the earth, you would be at such a velocity but you would slow down to a point where you would be at equal velocity from when you jumped in. So when you come out the other side, you'd stop. And if you didn't grab onto something, you'd go back through and it would be a never ending cycle and you'd just be going through the earth over and over and over.
And when did he test this out?
I do not know. But he said it's the same thing as not the vortex that's around the earth, but it has to do with the same thing with the orbit or whatever.
I just get fascinated by people who talk so confidently about something they've never tried based on numbers that they put on a piece of paper that they stole from an ancient society.
You mean like people who do a podcast on the law of attraction before they've even learned how it worked? Like me?
No.
Oh, damn.
Some people go and do it in order to learn about it and going on a journey and share that journey with others so that they don't have to sit in ignorance. You didn't come on and say, I am Sir Walsalot. I, God of Law of Attraction. Behold, the earth is flat. Here is a cola with your name on it. You didn't do that, Walt.
This is true.
It's like all these people that are saying the earth is flat and ignoring the people that have been to space. I met an astronaut. The earth is round. It's round.
Thank you.
I met an actual astronaut. Now, he could be an agent for the round earth conspiracy. But to be perfectly honest, I don't really give a flying foo-foo fudgy kissy Hershey. Because whether the earth is round or flat doesn't really directly impact on my life. Again, that's people taking up time, energy, and oxygen that may be better positioned in another human to discuss things that don't actually have a real... There are more... Children are disappearing every day. Every day here on this earth, which may be round and may be flat, but somewhere on this earth, they're gone. And people are arguing about whether time exists or not. Okay, cool. Maybe there's some merit to it, but maybe apply your brain to seeing what's happening with these children who have been missing for a period of time, having grown up for a period of time. This kind of thing, I think, is a... And maybe I'm just crazy. Maybe I'm an extremist. I don't know. These are just my thoughts and musings.
It's a perfect
perspective.
I mean, it really is.
Yeah.
And it's kind of an illustration of what happens when you have all the different strands of source energy that choose to entering physical at the same time with all the different perspectives about what they consider to be important. It's what makes the whole, if you forgive the old cliche, it's what makes the world go round or flat, depending on your perspective.
That was a warp bay.
That was a warp bay for real.
That was a warp bay.
This is what the Source Energy tries to teach us. They try to teach us that, thank goodness, we have all these different perspectives, including the crazy ones.
Do you know what? I've got an interesting musing.
Oh.
What if tomorrow Esther Hicks was proven to be just a loom bot, like proven, not with any guesstimates in there, like, oh, we've actually uncovered she's a loom bot that kept a journal of how she was laughing at people for making up this stuff. What would we do?
Damn.
Like, where, how does the world change if that's all BS?
I think it falls in the category of, you know, the monkey typing Shakespeare or the Bible or something like that. You know, if you actually have a monkey who manages to type out the Bible, does it matter how he did it? Does it matter how he figured it out?
I don't get it. I'm sorry.
If he actually got the final result, he got it right.
Yeah, but the final result, in this instance, the final result was someone had played a massive prank pretending that they were channeling infinite intelligence.
So my question,
made a bit of money doing it.
My question in that particular instance is, what if what she thought was bullshit was actually true?
Okay, yeah, we can talk about that one next. I want to talk about if it's bullshit. We could have that warp bay next. We could have that warp bay next. But I really would love to hear your thoughts on, it's all poppycock. None of it was real. The earth is flat. Veganism is the optimal diet. And Esther Hicks is the loom bot. Like, what happens? Thought experiment. Go.
Nothing.
Nothing happens. None of these people and or things affect my life, so nothing happens.
Yeah, I mean, but the law of attraction and this whole thing of source energy, let's go back. Let's say Seth, was it Jane?
Jane Roberts.
Jane Roberts that channeled Seth. Let's say she was who, because wasn't Esther studying the Seth things and then activated into Abraham?
Well, they were planning to, but they never actually got very far with it because they wanted to go to actually meet her and she'd already died. So they kind of ended that particular exploration.
Let's say the beginning of this whole source energy conversation, let's say that it was, you know, it was proven to be just somebody was playing a big prank and everyone kind of followed through. Have you ever seen that meme? Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. When a woman gets knocked up by the boy up the road, makes up a story about it, and then it all goes out of hand. Have you ever seen that?
No, I haven't.
So, like, imagine that again. Like, yeah, man, God kind of came down, Holy Spirit. Don't worry, Jacob, I've got you. Yeah, Holy Spirit, man, like, you know. Cool. You know? But yeah, Holy Spirit, you know, like what?
Well, you've taken away my answer, so I'm not sure what to say at this point. But my answer is literally, what if they are actually stating truth without realizing that they're stating truth?
Yeah, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about if it's all poppycock, because then nothing changes and there's nothing to discuss. Let's expand our minds
and think about that.
The reason why I can say this at some level is because one of the teacher of my first teacher in consciousness, vibration, esoterics, he had some big thing. It turned out to be a massive cult. He got locked up for like kidnapping. It all went to crap.
Wow.
The whole thing.
Okay.
There are people that say he didn't do it. People say he did. I never met the guy. Personally, I'm not involved. But basically, it left this whole dark shadow on everything that he taught.
Mm-hmm.
And so for millions of people, or hundreds of thousands, half a million people that were following the work that came from his genealogy, they're like, well, some people were like, well, like, he may or may not have been fiddling with kids, but the information works for me. I'm going to roll with it. And some people were like, well, is any of it real? Is it just like he set up a big camp so he could fiddle with? So in that instance, that's a real world situation. If you look to people that do give themselves up to a cult and like surrender to like a their supreme leader and follow everything they said, and then it gets ripped away because of whatever, FBI, blah, 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 blah. Imagine in this instance, I mean, we've been making all these references to Source Energy, right? Well, the only reason why we kind of consider this conversation around Source Energy is because somebody said, yeah, I'm channeling Source Energy. And
no, I disagree with that. That's not the only reason.
Where else does it come from?
Inside. When I first heard the theory that was described to me through Abraham and through other teachers, it resonated in a way that nothing I had ever heard resonated.
People resonate with the idea that everyone that looks different to them should be shot and strung up, and it resonates with them.
Yeah.
So does that mean that everything that resonates with us is
what?
It is real?
Sentence. Is real? Well, I would say, yeah, it all is real.
So then it's okay. So then it's okay. As long as someone resonates with something, yeah, which is really just a chemical response based on them accepting a series of electrical impulses that they consider to be sound, and that creates an emotional response in their body that they say is resonance, because that's all really resonance is, then it's real.
Sure.
Then everyone can do that. And some of the darkest things that people had, Hitler thought that it resonated with him to kill millions of people.
Yes.
So that means that it's okay?
I didn't say it was okay. See, I think what's happening here is
you're confusing what's real and what's right.
No. What we're doing is we're confusing morality with, I guess I'd broadly call it existentialism.
Okay, let's bring the morality out of it. So my thing was this. Without somebody channeling Source Energy and saying Source Energy exists, we wouldn't be having these conversations. Much like when I said before, Neil deGrasse hasn't been through the earth and bounced back and forth. He did maths on a paper and said, oh, this is real. And now people are watching TikTok and saying this is a fact, but we've not actually experienced it. Mm-hmm. Hundreds of years ago, this whole thing about the earth being flat was taught as what it is. The earth spun around the sun, and anybody who said differently was burned at the stake as a heretic.
Actually, now, the way around, the sun spun around the earth.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now we've got astronauts that have been out and said, oh, okay, well, I guess we got that one wrong. But there are still people who are saying that's not the case, even though we have physical evidence. There's still people doing maths. I watched a documentary. A guy was like, I'm going to put a flag. And if I can't see it with my binoculars, that means the earth is flat. And he literally, this is... So if we... It's
no,
true.
No.
Well, yeah, I believe you.
A flag and the curvature of the earth and all the other stuff. Yeah. Anyway, I can still see you. So earth is flat. Now...
Oh, no.
Again... And this one, I'm playing devil's advocate here, devil's danvocate, right?
Okay.
Source Energy, we just had talked about people like, oh, you know, we came from non-physical into physical. Do you remember coming back from non-physical to physical? Or is it because someone on the internet told you that you came from non-physical to physical?
Combination of the two.
So you remember your experience?
I believe that I remember.
Do you remember? Would it stand up in a court of law? Because the earth being round will stand up in a court of law.
Well, actually, you can treat it, let me put it a different way. The same thing.
It will stand up to the test of
examination.
Will it stand up to the test of examination? The earth being round stands up to the test of examination. The earth being flat is interesting. Coming in from non-physical to physical, would it stand? Can it stand the test of examination? So, for example, I don't believe that I have an energetic body. There are instruments that can measure that I have an energetic body. There are instruments that can measure I have a heart chakra, and it might be off to the left or off to the right. It's measurable. When I was growing up in the church, for example, anytime I asked questions of this kind of nature, like I said, you know, well, Ark of the Covenant, cool, where did it go? Mm-hmm. I was always quoted Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things are of God. So this whole thing of oh, you know, blah, 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 have faith and it's the loop. These things are often said in order to butter it over. What I would love to play with is the idea of, are we doing that in some instances with all of the stuff we're talking about every week? I mean, I think we have a duty to the people who are coming in and tuning into this 5 days a week with Walt, a couple of days a week with me and the unicorn, right? That we're not just blowing air out of our popsicles. We're talking about something that's real.
I'm laughing because I don't have a popsicle.
Yes, you do. It was a euphemism.
Okay, then I'm thinking of the wrong euphemism.
It only comes out of one popsicle. I don't know about you and Ken, but there we go.
So getting back to your question. One thing that I've learned throughout the 8 years that I've been doing this podcast is that reality is an opinion. And it's an opinion that many, many people share in common. That's how you end up with your courtroom where you have one party or the other satisfactorily demonstrating to the court that such and such is true. They're sharing the opinion, and that's fine. There are different kinds of reality in the sense that, I'm not allowed to talk about in terms of source energy because we're assuming that that is unproven and that's been thrown out. So half of my verbiage is gone. So let's see, how can I describe and discuss what I'm saying without resorting to it? I'm not sure if I can because it's so ingrained now.
which is what my point is. But how do we know that, half of the lexicon that we're using wasn't just created to prove itself? It's like the existence of a ghost to prove that ghosts are real.
Let me flip something around here, okay? Let's assume that I get the gist of what you're talking about. I get the gist of what you're saying while I'm watching my cat try to tear up the office here.
Hey, cat.
He's not paying any attention.
I'll knock all this shit over.
He's looking at what he can rip up next. But it's okay. We give him special dispensation because he was attacked by a predator.
Yes.
The thing that I have, well, that's his name. The thing that I've come to realize is that reality is literally what we decide that it is. We make reality what it is. Just by thinking about it, just by feeling about it. And now all of a sudden I'm caught up in the paradigm you want me to throw out the window. So how do I
it's people that want us to say that, but say that though. It's people that speak our language and say, oh, reality, you know, is what we say it is and blah, blah, blah. So it's like it creates a justification for anything that we want to throw in the pot.
Yeah, it does. Sure.
And for the very reason
that we talk about, when we talk about the theory that we talk about, I mean, it's I don't see how you can separate.
But that's the Deuteronomy 29:29, because the fact is that the Bible can be ripped apart.
Mm-hmm.
I have.
The Bible gets ripped apart, but there was that one statement that people use as their source energy statement. We can call it the source energy clause, or with the different types of reality clause that people are using to justify and enslave, hold people down and oppress.
Whoa.
2000 years. And now we've got an idea that we are spreading and it's spreading. More people are getting on the bandwagon. Go LOA. But how many of us that are being ministers of this movement can actually say that it's real? And I said, because obviously I'm like on the front lines in terms of like teaching this stuff, behind the scenes with people. And I know for a fact, a lot of people out there selling courses on LOA, their lives are a piece of poop. They're not attracting anything. And they are charging people and having people follow their models. The amount of times that I have to, with my work, undo brainwashing that people have had on stuff that is absolute poppycock. It's not true. But people have gone around, oh, law of attraction. Well, yeah, just, you know, just give me $29,000 and I'm going to teach you how to manifest everything you want, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I know people who have died because instead of them seeking proper medical attention, have been trusting that the sacred heart chakra emblem totem that they got in the jungles of Brazil that they put under their pillow was going to heal them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what can we do about that? Is there anything to do about it? Or are we just going to just keep saying, yeah, LOA, come listen?
I can't answer that question without getting into LOA theory. I have no wording that I can use that doesn't rely on LOA theory.
And that for me is the problem.
I'm not so sure it's the problem. Let me take what you said and express it a different way, and you tell me if you think it's still a problem. Mm-hmm. You basically were saying,
which is just my opinion, by the way, not fact.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we're long past weird science. We're now into weird religion, but that's okay. You cited, what was it, Deuteronomy 29:29. I wasn't aware of that one, but that's okay.
Yeah, the secret things are of God is what it
okay.
says.
So basically it's washing your hands of any kind of responsibility at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's another way to say the same thing without washing your hands of everything. Okay. And that's simply saying, I believe.
Mm.
Now, there's really no syntactic difference between the two, except that one recognizes this is a belief. This is not science necessarily. This is not proven. First of all, anybody who puts the word science and proof in the same sentence ought to be flawed.
He's a douche.
I mean, they just don't belong in the same sentence. But beyond that little quirk of mine, if you're willing to say it's a belief, well, I think you've kind of eliminated the idea that this is something I'm imposing on somebody else. I am forcing somebody else to buy into a narrative that has no proof behind it. Well, no, I'm not. I'm actually saying I just believe this. What do you believe? So,
but you're a good man, Wolpe.
Well, thank you.
You're a good man that's just on a journey and sharing that journey with others. You're not saying that something is the truth. You're saying it's a possible truth, and let's have fun a few times a week exploring how much truth is in that and if it can make a difference in your life.
And I find that it does, which is even cooler. I love that part.
Which is why you are a warrior of light in this journey.
So if we extend this line of thought a little bit further, what we're really saying is that the warrior of light is the one who isn't trying to use the light in order to trip somebody.
Or to purge them.
Okay, well, that's a severe trip. But that's fine, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts, Alex?
This whole conversation blew my mind. I was like, where are we going?
It's like you're watching an episode.
I was totally into it. I'm like, oh, what's next?
Damn!
Right? I love these commercial-free episodes. But, yeah, my...
Well, we just haven't had a song from Dan lately, that's all.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I don't know. I felt like Dan didn't take his nap today. I don't know. And
I haven't had my
nap. I was like, he's coming out of left field, but let's see where he's going.
Yeah.
But he always has a point, so he gets there eventually.
Eventually, after a dungeon or two.
Yeah, after a dungeon
around,
or two.
Around this flat earth of ours.
Well, I've taken a swing at answering it. So what's your answer, Dan? You raised the question. It's a good question. How would you go about answering it?
Bum, bum, bum.
I think we should do what Walt says. And if we believe something, believe it. But examine our beliefs and see if they're true. Because ultimately, and this is where science starts to give us something to stand on, when we look at the double slit experiment, and the energy awaits expectation. That's been demonstrated.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Demonstrated.
Right.
It's not me putting a check on the wall for $1 million that brings me $1 million. It's my expectation that the check on the wall for $1 million will lead to $1 million. And how I show up moment to moment in respect of that belief that creates it. It's not the sacred emblem under my pillow that brings me to health. It's how that connects with the other pieces of the puzzle, my mm-hmm. expectation of it, my alignment with it, and whether or not I am a person who is healthy.
Yeah.
That doesn't require discussion about source energy. It doesn't require someone from another dimension to teleport into the body of a delightful young lady and to share a message. We've got enough to work on here. So why are we so obsessed, not we, but we as humans, obsessed with interdimensional, interplanetary, off-world stuff when we've got enough to work with here and create a change?
I mean, I'm the one who said, I don't even want to go to Mars. So I'm probably the last person to ask that question.
But do you get what I mean? And,
yeah.
And this, and the basis of this very substantive tangent is just this idea that we're talking about stuff that we haven't even measured. Like, who the fudge cares what happens if you drop through the earth and come out the other side? Children are missing.
True.
Yeah.
There are real things happening in the world today. There are real provable, not even demonstrable, provable ways that we can apply the law of attraction and other universal law into our life today to create change. And instead of doing that, we're on TikTok watching dancing rabbits and the secret spy who poses to be a scientist from America, but we know the truth because of the platform that he uses. Go America.
I'm not sure what's crazier, what the guy says or your description of what the guy says.
I mean, do you get what I mean though?
Yeah.
But I also have a question in what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
If something is proven to be true, how also can it be a belief?
Belief is what we say when we haven't proved it or we can't prove it, but we want to still have it. I don't really do belief. One of my Danisms is why believe when I can know.
Mm-hmm.
Hope is the respite of monks and fools. We have enough substance to not need belief.
Okay.
There is enough substance for us to not need it.
Okay.
Whether or not I came from non-physical or I really was from the planet Farquaad, who the fudge cares? How am I showing up today?
Right.
Am I adding to my life into the life of others today?
Yes.
Am I being a douchebag or am I being a nice human today?
So where does imagination fit into that?
In what context?
In all of it, in the entire context. You basically laid out a set of alternatives. And you're pretty clearly leaning toward one alternative and rejecting the other alternative. And that's fine. That's part of why we're here, I think.
Well, I rejected and what I don't get. What did I reject?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. I thought you were rejecting the guy who was spending all his time on TikTok.
Oh, no, I wasn't rejecting him. His maths could stack up. But he doesn't know because he hasn't done it. And yet he's putting it as a fact. Oh, this is what's going to happen if you fall through the earth. Oh my God, if I fall through the earth, this is what's going to happen. But he's not done it. Nobody's done it. Mm-hmm. So he's done maths and maybe done some other experiments, but even doing an experiment, he hasn't done an experiment on the earth. He didn't put a thing through the earth. He made a pseudo earth. Nobody's been to the center of the earth. We don't know what's in the center of the earth.
Well, to the best of my knowledge, Einstein didn't actually travel outside of the galaxy at a high rate of speed, approaching the speed of light, and yet his theory kind of holds up pretty well.
How do we know? We haven't gone through the speed of light.
And yet every single time that the scientists explore it, they find evidence that suggests, yeah, it actually does work.
But we haven't done it.
That's right. So should we throw it out?
I'm not saying we should throw it out.
I'm saying we should focus.
I'm not even that. I'm saying we've got enough to get on with here in the real world.
And that's where I brought in my question about imagination. Because Einstein was using imagination to leap us past where we were.
Yes. Expansion.
Yes.
All about it.
Yeah. And I think that has a really useful role. I mean, without it, I don't think right now you and Alex and I would be having this conversation. Be perfectly honest. Without that background, I'm not so sure that the whole LOA thing would resonate as much with me.
Mm.
I mean, certainly what little I knew about quantum mechanics it just kind of came to me like, yeah, well, that not only does it feel right, but look what quantum mechanics says. It just kind of reinforced for me, yeah, this has some substance to it. Yeah, this has some reality to it.
I mean, if you get like a friend of mine, her now ex-partner, he was a physicist, and actually he actually got really upset as someone who spent many years studying physics at how the LOA-ish, call it LOA-esque world simplifies stuff to the point of actually just getting it plain wrong. I think I shared with you the one time when I did a workshop and one of the attendees of the workshop called me after. She's like, by the way, I've got like a degree in physics. Can we talk about how much bullshit that you said?
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Yeah. And like sat me down for an hour and a half and broke it down for me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, cool. I took it on and I changed and added some substance to a lot of what I was saying. Mm-hmm. Bear in mind, she's a physicist, but also has an alternative medicine studio. So mm-hmm. does acupuncture and stuff. So she's not just like a Nazi scientist. She's not. She's about the LOA life, but just wants, much like this conversation I'm having with you, let's stop making claims that just aren't true and then say, well, I believe it's true. So yeah, it's true.
And yet I basically strung together a whole series of episodes of a show talking to people about claims that they've made that I have no experiential evidence personally to validate with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's been tremendously valuable to me, despite the fact that I have, in most of those cases, no personal evidence of the stuff that they've talked about.
But you are open and clear that I'm on my journey. I want to meet people that are going to add to my journey. Some of it will resonate. Some of it won't. Some of it I'll learn from. Some of it I'm going to throw out. Do you want to listen? Come check out the podcast.
Yeah.
Not I am High Lord Walt of the LOA crew from the planet Farquad. I come to deliver the truth which you will receive or die by being thrown off the flat earth. There's a difference between the two layouts.
Big difference.
There is a difference, but the question I have to raise with you is, how many flat earthers do you know who say, I am the final answer on everything?
Well, they say I'm the final earther on the shape of the earth that they've never seen from outside of their small town in middle America.
Do they say that they're the final answer?
For the site, whether the earth is flat or round, yeah. They will preach to you.
No, that's not the same thing. That's not the same thing. I preach all the time about the law of attraction. I preach all the time about stuff that I don't have direct experience with. That doesn't mean I feel like I have the final
answer. But are you saying that it's, are you saying it's the final answer?
Cause no,
I'm
not.
But look, there's a difference between talking about the law of attraction and its nuances, then is the worth of round or flat? There's no nuances there. It's not oblong or it's either round or it's flat. It's one of the two. It's not round. It's flat. Not, well, you know, my belief, blah, blah. The earth is round. You will die by my hand. People were being burnt at the stake to support that theory.
Really?
Didn't he have to like live in hiding? Because the Roman Catholic Church were like chasing after the people that were speaking different.
I thought you were talking contemporary.
Oh, no, not contemporary. No. Yeah. Now they do it for people who aren't vegan. and that's a...
All of our vegan listeners out there, it's them. It's not me, honestly. I'm just saying.
You laugh at the memes too.
I shake my head.
I mean, and we could touch on that one for a moment in all seriousness. I had my DNA checked.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't assume something. I had my DNA checked. I tested several diets, including the vegan diet, and painstakingly monitored its effect on my body, how I felt, and what happened to me. I didn't just wake up and say this, and I don't say this is the diet for all. I say the diet that I eat is the diet for me. Mm-hmm. Everybody's different. People say you should have a yogurt every morning, not if you've got lactose intolerance or worse, or allergic to it. Peanut butter every morning, that's what to do, unless you've got an allergy. Then you're going to die. This is the kind of thing I'm talking about. Just do you and let other people do them in relation to diet, in relation to the earth. You don't know if it's round or flat unless you've been to space.
Make friends with an astronaut.
They are available on TikTok.
TikTok has been redeemed.
They're probably Chinese spies anyway. But, but do you get where I'm coming from?
I do, yes.
Yeah, I think I get where you're coming from. To me, every time that you come from that point, I keep going back to belief again. Because literally...
What if belief is off the table, though? What if belief is off the table? Let's take belief off the table.
Well, no, hold on. Don't take belief off the table.
Wait. No. I don't like it. I don't like it. No. No. Bring back the belief. No.
Then if belief is off the table, I think imagination is off the table too.
Well, I was saying don't take belief off the... Oh, damn, I lost my point.
You said don't take belief off the table.
Yeah, I was saying don't take belief off the table, but why was I saying that?
Tune into the aliens.
I'll be back.
Tune into the aliens. They will help you.
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, do you want a memory trick? Do you want a memory trick?
Is this the one you tried with Walt that didn't work?
Yeah.
But Walt refused to think about something different. Walt was determined to do something else.
I'm fickle. What can I say?
I
remember what I was going to say.
It's coming to me now.
It's coming to me now.
And now think about your favorite pet.
Oh, I can't think of my favorite pet. I love them equally.
Think about how much you love them equally. And why you love them equally.
Because they're so cute.
And why unicorns are better than seahorses.
Are they, though?
You tell me.
I don't know. I do love being underwater. I feel like as a seahorse, I could be a unicorn underwater, and that would be the best of both worlds.
Imagine a unicorn, a sea unicorn. A sea unicorn.
A sea unicorn.
Walt, we return to you. What Alex laughs about sea unicorns.
I just have to ask, is it working? That's all I want to know.
That's because she's still trying to think about it.
I am.
I could feel you.
I was like, yeah,
source energy communicated to me that you were trying to think about it still.
I almost had.
This is scientifically demonstrated to be true, that the neural pathways get blocked by us trying to think about it. So when we start thinking about something else, we move to a different type part of our brain, allow that neural pathway to fix to the, I think it's the frontal cortex where we have short-term memory, and then we access it. And that's why setting the intention and then changing the topic allows you to switch tracks, open it up for the train to come to the front, and that's why you remember.
Now you just returned us to weird science. That's pretty cool.
What can I say?
I like that. Circular,
much like the Earth.
That was really good. I like that one a lot. Getting to the point that you were bringing up before that I was starting to answer, if you take belief off the table, I think you have to take imagination off the table, because imagination is how we create beliefs. That's where the beliefs come from. They come from what we imagine. So
we get it from TikTok.
But somebody had to imagine it on TikTok. Otherwise, it wouldn't be on TikTok.
Yeah.
So it ultimately comes from imagination. So if we're going to take imagination off the table, I think we've taken contrast off the table.
Damn.
I don't see how we can have contrast without the imagination.
Really. You can have facts, hot and cold. It doesn't require imagination. They contrast each other.
I'm not so sure about that. For the same reason that I believe you have to have emotion in order to have a preference. And I can point to science on this, by the way. You like evidence, so I'll give you some evidence about this.
I can be neutral about two things and still have preference between them.
Not without emotion, you can't.
Emotionally neutral?
Is that a thing?
There has to be a connection to emotion, otherwise you can't do it. And it has been demonstrated by a scientist.
But does that require imagination?
Let me finish. It has been demonstrated by a scientist working at, I believe it was UCLA, one of the California universities. He works with people who have brain damage to the particular center of the brain where emotions reside.
Cool.
So in other words, their emotional parts of their brain don't work properly. And he describes a little, it's actually kind of a cruel trick, but it's a little game that he plays with them. He'll say to them, let's go out for lunch. And the patient will say, sure, that sounds good. And he'll say to him, well, where do you want to go? And the patient will say, well, restaurant A has great food, but they have really long lines. We could be waiting a long time. On the other hand, restaurant B has short lines, but their food isn't very good. Now, restaurant C is pretty good from what I hear, but that's a long drive across town. And they'll just keep listing stuff like that. They'll never be able to come to a decision about which one they want to go to.
Oh.
They are constantly working through all the different possibilities, but they can't come to a decision about which one to go to. Why? Because they have no connection to their emotions.
That's really cool and really cruel.
It is.
It's the two C's of food that doesn't come because you're busy trying to work out what you want to eat.
They actually need to have somebody to decide for them because they can't come up with a preference on their own.
So you say women have no emotion about food because we can't choose a restaurant?
No, I didn't say that, but I put it there. Have fun.
Well, it's like there's a limit to how many groups that I'm going to pee off today. Not include women.
Women is the majority, so I wouldn't go with that one either.
See, Louise plays that game with me all the time, taking what I said and twisting it out of shape. I'm so used to it, it's over. You know, so try another one. But that's why I say that... basically, the moment that you're taking belief off the table, you're also taking imagination off the table, you're taking emotion off the table, you're taking the basic fundamental structure of human consciousness off the table. And at
That's a big one. There were a couple of leaps there. I'm with you most of the way, but there were a couple of leaps there. Well,
describe to me how you can have consciousness without belief, imagination, and emotion. Describe that to me.
Well, first of all, we'd have to define consciousness.
Okay. Oh boy. And that's for another episode.
What I'm saying. We'd have to define consciousness. We'd have to define consciousness first. We'd have to define the basic premises of that statement. We'd have to define all of them and then show the causal link between them. And they can be broken in some parts. So it doesn't connect all the way to reality only exists because of imagination.
Okay. Now that sounds like a challenge to me.
Although I do actually think that reality only exists because of imagination.
Wow.
Did I just hear the other shoe drop?
Yep.
I think that's what that was. On the one hand.
Dream with your eyes open. Dreamer CEO. Dream with Dan.
Good point.
That's like a promo, right?
No, that was actually just explaining the link between dreaming and...
Not a promo if you say it's a promo, man.
If you go to Vadim Zeeland's description of reality in Reality Transurfing, he talks about what we would call the universe quantum field as the alternative space where all outcomes already exist. We'd say infinite possibilities exist in this big pool, in which case we don't imagine anything. We connect to something that already exists. It's whether or not we have a connection to that point in infinity. But that's another conversation, perhaps one for another day.
That maybe we do next week when we also do the conversation about defining what consciousness is.
Oh, God.
Look what you dug yourself into.
I'm not even sure I want that one.
Well, you're the one that says we have to do it. You're the one who said I took too big of a leap. Well...
Everybody's leaping bounds today. What are you talking about?
Alex is like, everybody's leaping.
I'm the only one still in my seat. I don't know what you're talking about.
Me and my unicorns.
Oh, my God. In my own little corner, in my own little...
When you remember about the beliefs, though, you will send us a voice note, won't you?
Of course.
Because you're going to remember later when you completely forget about it and start thinking about something else.
It's going to be at, like, 3 in the morning because that's when I have all my thoughts.
Yeah.
And I'll just send voice
notes. Explosions at 3 a.m.
Huh?
You must have explosions at 3 a.m. if that's when all
I do. I really do.
Wow.
Yeah, all the time. And then I have to sit there and wait for other people to wake up in order to enjoy what I just thought of. And I'm like, oh, damn it, it's like 6 hours till anybody else gets up.
Make notes.
Well, what I do is I just call my friend in Japan and tell her about it.
Ah, now I totally get the relationship with Jen in Japan. Now I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what she's there for. She's here for the 3 a.m.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right.
It's 4 p.m. where she is. She's just getting out of work.
So that works.
Yeah, it works.
Very cool. So, and it's easier than taking notes.
Yes, it is.
Very cool. Well, since Dan was shying away from doing a promo, I'm not going to shy away. I'm going to simply say my promo, which is, have you downloaded the Yellow Way Today app? Good. Have you shared it? Good. Do it again. That's it.
Just I imagine a few people have done that.
I imagine
a few will after that wonderful promo.
Good. See, it worked.
I feel really good about that.
I like to mix it up. You know, I like to just kind of shake it up a little bit.
Well, this is what Walt Bay does.
Mix it and shake it. I mean, I don't even know what I'm going to do from show to show. So, you know, how can I predict to somebody else?
Especially not on Thursdays.
Yeah.
You don't know where it's going to go.
Neither do I. It's always just fun to just play with it. But for the purpose of the people in the audience that may think that I'm an infidel to be burnt at the stake in honor of the gods of Abraham.
The gods of Abraham.
I have my personal experience with the, I've met in person one channel and had relationship now with a couple. Mm-hmm. I'm a believer. Mm-hmm. I can't prove it, but I believe. A friend of mine, Dr. Alan Sosuyev, actually got his PhD by demonstrating that the measurable energetic structure of wine changes when you bless it. That's how he got his PhD. And he actually did some work doing brain scans on psychics to show that there was a difference measurably in their brain scans and also in their energetic field.
Really?
When they were doing their work.
Very cool.
And there was. So there is something to be said for it, but I don't use my time obsessing over that when there are things in the real world that I can be getting on with, including living a kick-ass life.
Boom. Full circle.
What you're basically arguing for is something I think we all agree with. Pursue what makes the most difference to you. What's the most important thing to you? That's what you're doing.
What feels good and does no harm.
What feels good, yeah. That's it. I think we just solved the issue of imagination, belief, and, you know, Abraham not existing and all that. If it feels good, do it.
And does no harm to others, and does no harm to others, and does no harm to others.
I actually leave that part out now. I used to include that, but
yeah,
no,
I'm gonna keep it in. There are a few infidels out there.
Okay. Because this is also part of the consciousness discussion, so I'll save it for next week. Let's just leave it at that.
I was gonna say things aren't always implied, so sometimes you gotta say it.
Yeah, and that one has a lot to be said. Mm-hmm. So we'll save that one for next week. Well, hey, at least we know what the topic is for next week. We're going to define consciousness.
Yes.
Write it down.
And we're actually going to make sense out of it.
Oh, boy. You didn't say all that.
I set our standards high.
Write it down. Sorry, I'm going to a song.
So with that deep thought in mind, thank you very much to our live stream and to our podcast listeners. We'll see you all next time here on LOA Today. Goodbye, everybody.
Peace.